This podcast brought to you by Konica Minolta. Rent an eligible A3 color multifunction printer and receive 3 months free rental. See konicaminolta.com.au for terms and conditions.
Now, I mentioned a story, a dreadful story from Hervey Bay. Let me share it with you. It was written this morning and it's online. It says, as an elderly woman lay in a coma in a Brisbane hospital yesterday, her alleged attacker, accused of stabbing, punching and kicking her in her own home, has been charged with attempted murder. Kane Allen Smith, 20, did not appear in Hervey Bay Magistrates Court, but his charges were read before the Magistrate Graham Tatnell. He was remanded in custody until his next court appearance. In addition to attempted murder, Smith is also charged with breaching bail, entering a dwelling by break at night, and grievous bodily harm. Police will allege Smith broke into the 71-year-old woman's home in Torquay through a window before attacking her, leaving her with stab wounds to her face and neck. Police were called to the scene just before 10 o'clock Saturday night, and Smith was apprehended. The poor lady was flown to Brisbane for treatment. She remains in a critical condition. Mr. Tatnell formally refused bail and remanded him in custody until his next mention on July 2nd. The court heard Smith was due to appear in court in relation to several other charges on June 4. They've been adjourned until July 2nd. I said yesterday on air that I would know this bloke's name when it was given to me, and I do. Why? Because I've spoken about him many, many times previously in Hervey Bay. Hervey Bay Magistrates Court has confirmed that Kane Allen Smith is on bail. It was on bail before the attempted murder charge, for obstructing a police officer in performance of duty, assaulting a police officer in performance of duty, possession of dangerous drugs, unlawful possession of a weapon, possession of utensils or pipes that have been used, drug paraphernalia, entering a dwelling and committing an indictable offence, receiving tainted property, discharging a weapon in a public place, and dangerous conduct with a weapon. Somehow, some magistrate up there gave him bail. Then I go back to January this year when I spoke about this same man. The accused gunman in the region's most high-profile shooting has been allowed bail despite strong objections from police. Kane Smith, 20, is charged over a fight which left Robert Fletcher with a bullet wound to the stomach. Police allege he fired the shot that brought conflict within the local drug trade into public view, but with no complaint from Fletcher, Smith can only be prosecuted for weapons offences. And back in January, Hervey Bay Magistrate Graham Tatnell found that wasn't enough to keep him behind bars. I wonder how Graham Tatnell's feeling today, because he's the same magistrate that Smith appeared before yesterday on attempted murder charges. I wonder how that magistrate's feeling today. Then on the 1st of May this year, it was reported a young man charged in relation to the underworld shooting of Robert Fletcher has had his case adjourned until June. Police allege it was Kane Smith who fired the gun which left Fletcher with a bullet wound to the stomach last December, but he's made no complaint. Smith's lawyer, Michael Riddell, told the Hervey Bay Magistrates Court yesterday the charges against his client could not be dealt with until two witnesses had their own charges finalised in district court. He said one of those, Jason Bowley, was listed for sentence in the district court sittings on May 18. Describing the police brief of evidence as extremely large and comprising a 7 to 8 hour video footage, 30 witnesses and yet to be produced ballistic and DNA reports, Mr. Riddell said he was getting through it but needed more time. Magistrate Graham Tatnell allowed an adjournment until June 7, but refused Mr. Riddell's request to relax Smith's reporting conditions on the grounds he's extremely lucky to get bail. That was on the 1st of May. He was before a magistrate again via his lawyer. It comes to pass that between that appearance and today, he allegedly tried to kill a 71-year-old woman. Now, I'm not going to crucify the Brisbane system of justice or the Queensland system of justice, more particularly, because the same deficiencies are in New South Wales, the ACT, and any other jurisdiction in Australia. Here's a bloke before a court for obstructing a police officer in the performance of his duty, assaulting a police officer in performance of his duty, possessing a dangerous drug, unlawful possession of a weapon, possession of drug paraphernalia, entering a dwelling and committing an indictable offence, receiving tainted property, discharging weapon in a public place, dangerous conduct, and allegedly shooting a man who wouldn't offer evidence against him, and Magistrate Graham Tatnell gave him bail. If he had have been incarcerated, Graham Tatnell, it's highly likely he wouldn't be charged with attempted murder.
This podcast brought to you by Konica Minolta. Rent an eligible A3 colour multifunction printer and receive 3 months free rental. See konicaminolta.com.au for terms and conditions.